Environmentalists in Paris, of course, share the same sense of urgency to finish a deal in Paris, but many don't share the same confidence in the process itself. Chris Bentley, with our partners at the Ground Truth Project, looked at two types of environmentalists in Paris. First, there's what we'll call little green, the more radical outsiders. Then there's big green, the environmental establishment. Here's Chris.
Shaila Raghav is definitely big green. She's director of climate policy for Conservation International, and this isn't her first rodeo.
I've been coming to these COPs for almost a decade. Bali was my first. That was in 2007.
Not much has gotten done at these conferences since then. But this time around, Raghav says, the atmosphere is remarkably different.
I think there is an inspiring sense of optimism around the COP, I think not only from civil society, but also from government delegates.
But Raghav is inside the conference. Too inside, perhaps, if you're a small green. Someone like Bobby Rigi, a 78-year-old who came here from Seattle to join street demonstrations for climate action. She doesn't expect the negotiations will do much to fix the climate crisis.
I'm a little too cynical.
Other activists here are beyond cynical. David Garcia, a 28-year-old from Spain, says he's completely disconnected from the negotiations. People want revolution, he says, not empty promises.
Honestly, I don't try to make my voice heard by the political leaders that are here. They are traitors to the interests of the people. They have created a massive financial crisis, a massive economic crisis, and a massive climate crisis. And for the last 25 years, they haven't given any response.
There's no question that we will not be able to address the challenge of climate change within the current capitalist system. However, what does that mean in practical terms?
Kumi Naidu is from Nigeria, and he sort of straddles the divide between big and small green. He's the executive director of Greenpeace International. Naidu says it's critical that the negotiators strike a deal on climate change in Paris. He hasn't lost faith in the UN process, but he has his reservations. For instance, negotiators are squabbling over how to keep the global average temperature from rising past the critical 2 degrees Celsius threshold by the year 2100. But Greenpeace believes even 2 degrees is too much. And Naidu says rich countries aren't doing enough to help the developing world deal with climate impacts that they had little role in creating.
So for all of those reasons, I think people must be careful that they don't drink the Kool-Aid and get carried away with broad, general statements of urgency that governments are making, because we know that they are playing to constituencies back home.
And even many representatives of Big Green here at the climate talks believe that what happens outside these conference halls, the voices and actions of Little Green, is at least as important as any international agreement. Steve Herz of the Sierra Club, among the biggest of Big Green, says activists play a bigger role than any diplomat.
Look, at the end of the day, the primary driver is going to be citizens holding their own governments to account. So we need people in the streets. We need people voting based on climate change records. We need investigative journalists holding politicians and companies to account. That kind of grassroots pressure, it's absolutely essential.
These talks aren't going to solve climate change by themselves. So Herz says, curb your enthusiasm, sure, but don't give up hope. For The World, Chris Bentley at the Climate Talks, Paris.